Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now on the countdown for Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, to go through our weekly list. The charts this week, the week of February 27th to March 2nd, top 10 items, stories, topics, that sort of thing. And then we'll run through a list of the most talked about people that are usually associated, Michael, with the list of the top 10. So let's work through.
Yeah, subjects and people, they all go together. Here's it's been a big week in news talk radio across America, and here's what we've come up with at Talkers to reflect what they've been talking about. At number 10, pop icon Davy Jones dies. At number 9, National Basketball Association action and Major League Baseball spring training. At number 8, a shocking death, Andrew Breitbart, the conservative, they call him a blogger, he was a lot more than a blogger, he died unexpectedly. At number 7, the healthcare birth control controversy. At number 6, deadly Midwestern storms. At number 5, the Ohio school shooting. Number 4, rising gas prices. Number 3, the state of the economy tied with the Bernanke testimony. At number 2, Iran tensions tied with the North Korea nukes deal. And at number 1, of course, the ongoing GOP primary and the broader picture of the 2012 presidential race. Some of the personalities that populated these discussions. At number 10, we have Davy Jones. At number 9, Jeremy Lin tied with Ryan Braun. At number 8, Andrew Breitbart. At number 7, John Boehner. Hillary Clinton's at 6. Benjamin Netanyahu's at 5. Ben Bernanke at 4. Number 3, a tie between Newt and Ron Paul. Number 2, the president, Barack Obama. And number 1, again, Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum. And that's a basic thumbnail sketch of what we've been talking about in News Talk Radio this past week, Doug.
All right. The Talkers website, talkers.com, every day carries different stories that sort of get into the heat, the passion, the conversations themselves and the behind the scenes. One of the things a lot of people in our business are talking about, and because people that listen to this program, the Countdown Show, are maybe more interested than most in the programming as well as the consequences of the program. That is, what's going on behind the scenes. And so the it hasn't been a secret that a couple of really actually good hosts, John and Ken in Los Angeles, have a suspension now. I don't know if it's lifted. They were back on the air this week after being off for a week or so. They said something that a lot of black people in Los Angeles didn't like about Whitney Houston. So management says they were listening and they took them off the air, and now they're listening, but the protests continue. It's very difficult today in this medium to not offend somebody with almost anything that you talk about. That's why I kind of get, you just mentioned Andrew Breitbart dying. I mean, he was a confrontational guy, if there ever was one. Mm-hmm. And so who's protesting, or when he was on the air, Rush Limbaugh this week on the college student, calling her a slut because she was looking for $2,800 worth of birth control that she couldn't get or something. I mean, all of that stuff. Hey, Limbaugh says stuff that's far worse than what John and Ken say.
Well, it all depends on what group you're with. You know, when Limbaugh referred to this young woman as a slut, it was taken by some as an insult against all women.
Yeah.
When John and Ken described a mythical imaginary conversation between the friends of Whitney Houston as describing her as a crack hoe, members of the African American community took that as an insult against African Americans and a stereotype. When ESPN wrote in a headline, Chink in the Armor, describing Jeremy Lin's bad game after winning 7 or 8 in a row, it was taken as offensive by the Chinese-American community and their organization.
And look at that song, Short People, Randy Newman's. Remember how many people were upset? We had a coalition. I'm not kidding either. I remember this. The Coalition of Short Americans or something that were protesting the popularity of that song.
I remember that very well because, I and it's interesting you bring that up. I know a number of short people in my life, as we all do. I'm of average height, so I don't worry about it one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember how much pain that song caused people I know. You got to remember, it said short people don't have a right to live.
Yeah, I remember what it said, yeah. It was very controversial.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's look, we're dealing with a couple of things. We're dealing with freedom of speech versus freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Freedom of speech gives people the right to say what they say, and freedom of speech also gives people the right to protest. I mean, in a way, this is healthy. In another way, it could be very repressive to doing business, especially in the media. But it's a complicated subject. People have the right to be offended.
They're sure they do.
People have the right to be offensive.
Yeah, right. All of those things. The problem is many people, because there's so much of the gnashing around, people think that these are provocative statements that are planned. And when you really understand how this medium works, for the most part, that's almost impossible. I've said some pretty stupid things on the air. A couple of times I got caught up short. But I, you know, sometimes I can work my way out of it.
There's no question saying stupid things or getting in trouble is a collateral damage. It is a byproduct of spontaneity.
Yes.
And if you script everything out, it could be avoided.
Mm-hmm.
But scripting everything out takes away from a whole realm of art that this medium is known for, mm-hmm. and that's spontaneous discussion. Imagine if all discussions had to be conducted with notes and with scripts.
Yeah,
you know?
It would kill what we're doing here. That's the reason it's
correct.
Popular. People listen to it because they want to get in. I mean, they're sports people. How many sports celebrities have you known who, you mentioned Jeremy Lin and all of that stuff. How many sports talk celebrities, now that it's become a format, a formatable format, formidable format, I think probably the right word, a formatable, formidable format. These guys are saying things all the time about some of these knuckleheads.
Well, Limbaugh got in trouble years ago when he made the statement. Remember Limbaugh got a job for a little while? Sort of his dream came true and he had to be a football commentator.
Lasted 4 weeks.
And he said that Donovan McNabb is getting special treatment by the press because he's African-American.
Right. Yep.
Boom,
that's
gone.
Yeah. Done. End of story. And then, we know the Imus thing about the basketball.
Is the dumbest thing of all. And yet, Imus did not really... Well, it was dumb. It was just dumb. That was the dumbest of all.
Yeah.
Somebody should have told Imus, you can't get away with using a racial slur against an innocent girl.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's bad.
Why did, if he's this experienced in the business, why would somebody have to tell him that?
Because you know what happens to big people? They're surrounded by sycophants who don't tell them the truth.
Right, I suppose.
And that's the biggest problem with being the president of the United States, no matter who it is.
Yeah,
people
right.
are afraid when they are in the president's circle or the king's circle, in the court, to tell them the truth. And that is how the court jester came into being, because by putting it in humor, and the king always knew that the jester would be the one that would tell him the truth, but he did it with humor. And that's why even today... humor plays such an important role in social commentary and satire, and that it's a very valid form of public discussion.
Mm.
That's why a fellow like Jon Stewart is so important.
Yep, all right. Good point. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, is here with us with more in a moment on The Countdown.
Parents are encouraging their kids to stay tobacco-free with a new online pledge program. The youth smoking prevention program, Real Parents, Real Answers, has launched Tobacco Free Me. The program has made a goal of reaching 100,000 parent-child pledging pairs by the end of 2012. Parenting expert Dr. Michael Popkin says Real Parents, Real Answers has been reaching out to parents for years, asking them to talk to their kids to make sure they know that it is not okay to smoke even one cigarette.
We know that children are half as likely to try a cigarette if their parents strongly disapprove and have made that known to them. This pledge program is another opportunity we're providing to parents to start the conversation.
Popkin also adds that in several studies in the past decade, it has been suggested that because the brain is still developing, young people may be more susceptible to nicotine addiction. To learn more about youth smoking prevention and the Tobacco Free Me pledge program, please visit RealParentsRealAnswers.com. I'm Steve Anwart reporting.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up?
Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com and let the referrals begin.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Master Sergeant Roy Aldridge, Korean prisoner of war, April to September 1953.
I just talked about that on MIA POW Day. To me, that's the prettiest icon in the world. Prettier than any girl you ever want to see. Prettier than my wife. Prettier than my daughters. The flag of the United States of America. Everybody wants to come. And we've all dedicated ourselves today, even our every veteran will die for those colors to keep them flying. It's the prettiest icon in the world, the flag of the United States of America.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
When you're ready to save money, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. With our exclusive Way to Save savings account, you can save money automatically. Every time you use your debit card to make a purchase or pay a bill with Wells Fargo Online Bill Pay, $1 is transferred from your Wells Fargo checking account to your Way to Save account. You can also set up recurring daily or monthly transfers to save even more money fast. Call, click, or stop by today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Continuing on now with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, here's something I would like to have, I understand, but I want the audience to understand why Andrew Breitbart's death is number 8 on the countdown and Davy Jones dying is number 10 on the countdown, when clearly more people in general affected by or interested in the death of Davy Jones. Breitbart was known in a certain community, and that certain community is served by a lot of the news talk radio world. Is that?
Well, the answer to the question is because this chart reflects the conversation of that community.
Yeah.
If you were going to talk about what people have been talking about at the water cooler or what people are talking about on the entertainment channels, Davy Jones is a much bigger topic than Andrew Breitbart.
Right.
But within the world of news talk radio, Andrew Breitbart is a more compelling conversation than Davy Jones.
All right, so that see, people say, I don't understand, why is that the case? I don't care about Breitbart, I care about Davy Jones. There it is.
People that listen to News Talk Radio care about Breitbart.
Yeah, they do.
And they care about Davy Jones, too, but they tune into talk radio to hear about news and politics and media and not necessarily about popular culture, which is talked about,
yeah.
But it's just not the focus
of
the medium.
If you look at the people who are in the list of the top 10, it's pretty much every week. If you look the top 7, for example, this week, or 8, I guess, if you argue about Breitbart being number 8, all the rest of those people that you enumerated a few minutes ago are all political functionaries or governmental.
Yeah, news talk radio focuses on politics and government and public policy with the peripheral areas of relationships, money, popular culture, sports. But no, it's primarily political talk radio, just like sports radio primarily is baseball and football. And then a little bit of hockey and basketball. After that, you might have golf and tennis, but forget it. It falls off. We do focus on the core of every subject within the niches, and that answers your question.
It does, and therefore, it was very succinct. Michael, thank you for doing that in such a wonderfully limited amount of time, because now we're out of time. Michael Harrison from Talkers.com here on The Countdown.
IRS, the 3 most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Michael Levine is here from LCO Online, Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, for his weekly visit on the Countdown, called by USA Today the Warren Buffett of the media world. He's represented lots of Academy Award winners. And so maybe we'll start, because the Academy Awards last Sunday night, the whole business with Ryan Seacrest. Do you think there was anything inappropriate about the attention that anybody got? Was it a pretty good Academy Awards celebration? How did the stars handle themselves? Just a couple of moments on that, Michael, from your perspective.
I think that the award ceremonies are continuing to be, and have continued to be, way, way, way too long.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly in the attention deficit culture that we find ourselves in today. Young people today have very short attention spans, and I think that if they continue to make this a nearly four-hour presentation where the audience will feel more increasingly more like hostages than guests, I believe that over a period of, say, 10 to 20 years, this, what will happen to the Academy Awards is what happened to Miss America pageant. It will become largely irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I know that's a bold and dire prediction, but
well,
I believe it.
But I think last year they tried to make it more compatible to young people, and it failed miserably. Billy Crystal did okay this year, but I'll bet he won't be back. And some of the things, it was, there are, the minutia, there are 10 things, 10 awards people care about, and after that, it's like throw it away. There's just not
right.
Anybody who cares
so
about
why those. We would spend 5, 3, 10 minutes on the best sound engineer.
Right, who cares?
Makeup artist.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that the whole process that evening, and I watched it, sat through it.
I did too, most of it. Yeah.
It was interminably long.
Yeah.
And I've represented 58 Academy Award winners, so I'm pretty interested in it.
Right, exactly. All right, let's say you represent United Airlines.
Right.
United Airlines has a new policy that requires pets of those who have been in the military be carried under the plane for $1,400 as cargo. They don't want them carried if they come from a foreign country, they don't want them carried underneath the plane in the dog cages. They want them carried as cargo. So instead of charging the normal $250 when pets fly, they're going to charge $1,400 to those who have been in the military that are bringing their pets back from a theater of war. If there's any worse way of handling something like this, I can't imagine it.
Well, it is profoundly stupid. and they should make an exemption for military service.
Of course they should.
I understand that there are concerns, security concerns, health concerns. I get all that, economic concerns. But, again, the tone-deaf nature of this American corporation is, with all respect, pretty pathetic. I mean, this is a pass-fail question on an IQ test.
What a great way of putting it. All right. This week has seen the death of two people iconic to different institutions. Andrew Breitbart passed away at the age of 43. The story is that he had a heart attack. The story was, according to those that wanted to drum, the liberals killed him, when in fact the guy had a very bad heart and had been going through a lot of treatment. I mean, again, you want to talk about a guy 43, how come he's got a bad heart? What's that story? What do we learn from that? And then the death of Davy Jones, who also looked extraordinarily young for his 66 years, seemed to be very active, looked, you know, the part of somebody physically fit, and yet he drops dead of a heart attack, too. So, but the interesting thing is that Breitbart came on the list before Davy Jones, even though, in general, many more people interested in the death of Davy Jones than the death of Andrew Breitbart.
Look, I think the way these stories instruct us is this. Life is short and life is unpredictable. Mm-hmm. And if we don't understand that in a deep and significant way in the course of our day-to-day lives, I think we're missing the point of the death of both Andrew Breitbart and Davy Jones and life in general.
You knew Breitbart. What sort of a fellow? How did he come across to you?
Well, he was extremely frenetic, extremely passionate, extremely determined, quite bright. I don't know if you know this, but not only was obviously a very conservative activist, but he was quite involved in the early planning of the Huffington Post.
Was he? I did not know that.
Very actively involved. And
but did he get moved out because they didn't want to have that political tone?
No, they conclude that they weren't a good match. But they were. He was very, very helpful and brilliant in helping create the Huffington Post.
We have 30 seconds. A word on Google's new privacy rules. You're the PR expert for Google. How do you handle the discussion?
I really believe strongly that privacy is a very, very emerging issue, and that 10 years from now it will be a very vital issue. So companies that understand that and treat privacy with respect will be perceived as leaders in that area, and companies who don't won't. So
Google is not there, not considered. These new privacy rules, especially, not considered as you just described. So, yeah, let's see how that shakes out down the road. Michael Levine, thanks for being here with us on the Countdown.
Thanks, buddy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra-moisturizing for softer, healthier lips. Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question.
So, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Grainger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through the hour, Doug Steffen back again. The cost of gasoline is here in focus as we listen to John Williams talk to Donna Long, his radio station's receptionist, who goes off on a rant about what she's having to pay for gas.
Donna, it's John. You're on the air.
Hi, John.
What'd you pay for gas?
$3.99.
That's not how you put it when I walk down the hall.
$3.99. That's enough. That's disgusting. I don't know what else to do. Can we pipe a line somewhere from in the United States and get the gas from here?
So you want a special Donna Long pipeline?
$3.99. What is the highest gas? Are we paying the highest gas price in the country on
no.
the south side of Chicago?
Mm-mm. No, there's a station at LaSalle and Clark that's charging $4.20.
Oh, my God. I'll probably have to park my car there and hitch a ride, or ride on the back of somebody's car.
So we called the good news, Donna. You're only paying $3.99 a gallon.
But still, okay, that was this morning at 7 o'clock. By the time I get home this evening, it'll probably be at 4:05.
So how are you going from A to B to C to D, Donna?
I'm just standing still.
You're not even going to B now.
I can't do nothing but just stand there and look around and try to figure out now how I'm going to get over here to B. You know, without moving this car.
So your car's like a 2,000-pound paperweight now.
Right, exactly.
It's like
exactly.
art. It's just an object of art. They go,
That's
look at that
it.
Interesting thing that lady is standing next to.
And I'm sitting up there looking around.
So Donna treats me, you know, like our receptionist here, like the gas is my fault. So for some reason now, whenever I walk up and down the hall, every time the gas, what's the station you buy your gas at, Donna?
BP.
I know. Well, it's not all, but you're at like 60, what are you at?
It's over on 53rd and 53rd. Lake Park.
All right, 53rd and Lake Park. So you go by that gas station, and then you come to work, and then I walk down the hall, and you go, $3.99, John! $3.99! Like, I've got the money in my pocket. I'm not the gas station, Donna.
I'm hoping that you become king,
yeah.
So you can help me out.
Well, I think it sucks that the people who live on the south side maybe don't have as much money as people in the suburbs. But the people in the suburbs pay $3.75, and Donna on the south side pays $3.99.
$3.99.
Here's radio man Garland Robinette with financial analyst Jeff Ball about the role of speculators and the big oil companies in what you're paying for gasoline.
Every time we do this show, we hear this. We say that speculators are really behind this. Big oil is restricting oil so that the prices will go up. The gasoline stations themselves ramp up prices just to rip people off. But talk to me from the scholarship end of it. Where are we with all this?
Well, here's the bottom line. People disagree about the role of so-called speculators in the oil price. The federal government says that upwards of 70% of the price of a gallon of gasoline that you and I buy at the pump comes from the price of crude oil. And just to sort of step back for a second, there are long-term forces that are pushing up the price of oil, largely increased demand, not in the United States, but across the globe, particularly in countries like China, whose economies are growing really fast. And more short-term, there are very serious concerns about Iran, which both produces oil and sits geographically by a water body, the Straits of Hormuz, which is crucial in terms of the transportation of oil from the Middle East to consuming nations like us. And so both for long-term reasons and for more immediate reasons, there are concerns in the oil market that are driving up the price of oil. Now, as to the question of speculators, There have been a number of studies that the U.S. government has done, which have basically concluded that concerns about the role of speculators are overblown. However, there's some analysis and speculation, a different kind of speculation recently, that suggests that speculators, that is, traders, are playing a bigger part in the market right now. That is, people who are buying futures of oil on the theory that the value of those futures is going to rise for reasons I just talked about, things like Chinese demand and concerns about Iran, and holding those. You know, that's called the market. That's the way the market works. There's a big political tussle in this country over whether the government ought to get involved in restraining that kind of trading.
That's what I want to ask you about. Explain to me the basics. If I wanted to get on my computer and speculate in oil futures, can I?
Well, I mean, you know, certainly you consumers directly or indirectly can enter the oil market. But you know, the real players, much bigger players than consumers.
Do they need a license or are they licensed by the United States to do what they do? Or are they just, they have the expertise, they work for the companies, or they with the hedge funds that do it?
They're traders. They're just traders.
So they just get on a computer and do it, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's an oil market, and you go on the market and you buy and sell, but you know, at least indirectly, that market is open to consumers as well.
Next on our review, the aftermath of the shooting in Ohio, here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale. This week, only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for completing defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Glenwood Madero, 2nd Infantry Division, recipient of the Silver Star.
I received the Silver Star, which I didn't even know I had. It took them 57 years before I got it. And how I really found out about it, I went to the 2nd Division Alliance on one of their reunions, and Mr. Ralph Huckley, I think it is, he looked up his records and told me I was awarded the Silver Star October 1951. I also told Ralph that I never really got any medals. I never even got a combat badge, no good conduct, nothing. The 2nd Division Alliance started getting busy and found out what I had coming to me. And finally, I received a Silver Star and all my medals.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
As we continue on the countdown, our attention focus now is on the school shooting in Northeast Ohio. From Fox, Bill Hemmer talks to Judge Andrew Napolitano about the shooting and whether or not the teenager should be charged as an adult.
Age 17, should he be tried as an adult? You've seen these cases when you're sitting on the bench in New Jersey.
Right.
He's 17. Does he fit?
Well, Ohio's rule is different from most of the other 49 states. In most of the states, if a person commits a serious violent crime at age 16 or 17, the state, the prosecution, has to persuade a judge why that person should be tried as an adult. Ohio has turned that around and says if you are 16 or 17 and you commit a violent crime with a firearm, the burden is on the defendant to show why he should not be tried as an adult. Stated differently, this guy will be tried as an adult because he fits all the requirements for the automatic trial as an adult.
I remember as a younger reporter
remember those days?
In Ohio when the law was changed.
Yes.
And the reason it was changed is because of the violence that they were seeing among teenagers.
And because a teenager and an adult can commit the same crime at the same time, and the adult can get 30 years in jail and the teenager can get 18 months in jail, and the good people of Ohio said enough is enough. So this law, which has not caught on in other states yet, mm-hmm. was changed in Ohio.
So the burden of proof is on the juvenile to say why he should be tried as
right.
a juvenile, not as an adult.
Right. He would have to demonstrate to a judge that this was some sort of an aberration or an accident or the result of extraordinary mental immaturity, and that doesn't appear to be the case.
Two
yet.
Distinctions here. He cannot be, you argue, tried for first-degree murder. Why not?
Well, if what we now know turns out to be the case, that is, he didn't go in there intending to kill a specific human being, but just to kill someone, that would make this second-degree murder. First-degree murder is the planning and plotting and targeting of a specific person.
So right now, based on what we know, we think it was random, the targets he chose in that cafeteria.
Yes, we could learn more information as the police do their work and do their investigation, but on the basis of what they've now revealed, it appears as though it was random.
Second issue. This is what the prosecutor said just yesterday. This is a person who's not well. On the outside, you would assume that to be the case. But is the prosecutor suggesting the state of mind of this 17-year-old?
That would
perhaps
be,
is not fit for trial? This is the prosecutor now.
It would be very unusual for the prosecutor to say that. That would suggest to me that his unwellness, if you don't object to that word, is so apparent that they may try and have him committed for the mentally in an institution for the mentally insane. He would stay there until he is sane, which could be 6 months or 6 years or 60 mm-hmm. years, depending upon the definition of sanity.
In the meantime, you listen to some of these parents who have lost their kid, and
it's a heartbreaker. No death penalty under any circumstances because he was under 18 at the time these events occurred. The Supreme Court has prohibited the death penalty in those circumstances.
Point taken.
Here's Taco's Tara Granahan with Rhode Island Education Commissioner Deborah Gist about school shootings in general and what can be done to keep your children safe.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, obviously. Can't say enough things about the situation in Ohio, and we've seen it before. So what systems are in place here in Rhode Island?
It is incredibly sad, and I've said this on your show before, but as you know, as much as we talk about student achievement, as important as that is and all the energy that we pour into that, there's nothing more important than keeping our students safe at school. And I feel confident that the school districts in Rhode Island have procedures in place. State law actually requires that every district has a comprehensive school safety plan, and those plans have to include procedures for emergencies, crises that could happen at the school site.
So each school has a standard lockdown procedure, or do they vary?
Every school has a plan, and those plans have to include a variety of different responses to different kinds of emergencies, and those do include emergencies that would require a lockdown at the school site.
And obviously we haven't had no situations. We've had scares, you know, someone wrote something on a wall or what have you, but you feel confident, you said, Commissioner Gist, that all systems are in place.
I do. It's actually the Rhode Island Emergency Management Agency that is the lead that they chair the Rhode Island School Safety Committee, and our agency sits on the School Safety Committee. We have forums on a regular basis. I attended one just this last November. These are forums that help to keep the schools up to date about, the most recent information for them to make sure that the plans are up to date.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Sad news about the death of Davy Jones. Those of you who remember Hey, Hey, We're the Monkees, here's host Michael Garfield talking about teen idols and the Monkees specifically, with Davy Jones having passed at such a young age.
Davy Jones, former lead singer, actually lead singer, I guess, the Monkees, is still torn, died this morning, 66 years old. It hurts. I was on the younger cusp of watching that show. I think it may have been repeats when I was growing up and watching, you know, TVs in the early to late 70s. That's mad. For the people who don't know, he probably was one of the original, if not the original, of what I think you consider a teen idol. In fact, in 2008, I just looked this up, Yahoo Music named him the top teen idol of all time. I mean, teen idols, I guess we've got, I don't know why I think of Leif Garrett. Young, and they were mostly singers back in the day. Now, you know, you've got the movie stars. You got Zac Efron, and you've got the Biebs, and you've got, you know, Vanessa Hudgens, and all these other folks. Who are you missing with teen idols? And I'm in my mid 40s. Who is Ricky Nelson? He may have been the original one too. Because he was on the Adventures of Ozzy and Harriet. He was one. Who else are we missing? Davy Jones. That's bad. Most famous. I'm not going to say most famously. No, remember, he made an appearance in the Brady Bunch. Remember, didn't he go to the prom with Marcia? That is it. No, he's not the monkey whose mom is the multi-zillionaire who created liquid paper. That was Michael Nesmith, by the way. Dump Truck Dances, Donny Osmond. True, Donny Osmond. There's your teen idol. I'd say Michael Jackson back in the day, back when they had the cartoon days. Who was it? Derek, you're younger than I, real quickly. Who was teen idol in your day?
I watched a lot of Saved by the Bell, so
yeah.
Zach.
What, Screech was a teen idol back then?
No.
Well, he's a reverse teen idol.
Reverse teen idol, yeah. So, nah, nowadays it's Justin Bieber and...
They're like dudes, I guess.
Yeah. Jonathan Taylor Thomas was big back in the 90s.
Yeah, he was the kid on Tool Time, whatever it's called.
Full, yeah.
Well,
he was
on Tim the Tool Man Taylor show.
What was that? Home Improvement.
Home Improvement, yeah.
There you go.
Here's radio host John Williams with Adam Carter talking about Davy Jones' death and how for a lot of people it's the loss of a piece of their childhood.
Every now and then, somebody in your life dies who isn't John Lennon or John Kennedy, and you say, I know, but still, a little bit of me just went away because that was part of my youth, or that was part of my teen years, or that was part of some part of my life that I don't want to be over yet. And now Davy Jones died. I think the reason that you care that Davy Jones died isn't because he was making any records now, but because if the Monkees are dying, then what does that say for the rest of us? He was 66 years old. I didn't know he was feeling well. He never returns my calls. But I'll bet you're pretty sad and shocked about it, too. Adam Carter had his face changed cosmetically so that he looked more like him.
Yeah, then I had it loosened up because I couldn't talk.
Did you see the Monkees in concert before?
I've never seen the Monkees. I was a pretty big fan, though, when I was a kid.
I was, too. And I was young enough, maybe this was your case, too, where, look, the Monkees and the Beatles kind of, you know, were at the same time. But I was young enough, I liked the Monkees, not the Beatles, because I didn't understand the Beatles. They were older, and I wasn't that old yet. And they had that really funny TV show. I loved the Monkees TV show. And then I like their records, and I always had a little more of an emotional connection to the Monkees than I did the Beatles.
I was just thinking that. I liked the Monkees before I liked the Beatles, but then my interest in the Beatles resulted from my interest in the Monkees, and then, you know, after I liked the Beatles, that turned me onto a whole different areas of music, so I can really attribute my love of music in general back to the Monkees. My dad always hated it because he hated the Monkees. He always said, those guys don't even play their own instruments.
They don't even play their own TV show. This is all very sad. He was a fun guy to know, said Marie. Ted said, very sad news. I used to listen to the Monkees all the time on my record player. If you don't know what a record player is, never mind. Joe said, yeah, he was a good singer. Kathleen said, always liked the Monkees growing up. Vicky said, my sister and I had to watch the Monkees every week. We loved them, and Davy especially. I loved the Monkees growing up, and now I have all of their albums. I had their trading cards when I was 1 year old. Wonder what I did with them, said Linda.
More info on all the items that are in the focus on the countdown at the homepage on DougStephan.com.